USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After bullying Taiwan with bombs exploding all around the island, the Chinese military said Wednesday it had conducted a combat readiness patrol in the seas and airspace around Taiwan in recent days, saying it was a necessary action to respond to the collusion between the United States and Taipei. Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
If you're feeling lazy today, it's all good. Today is National Lazy Day. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
President Biden continues to be slowed down by COVID-19's after effects.
The White House says President Biden is experiencing some lingering effects of COVID following his rebound infection. But at Tuesday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's cough is not unusual.
We had actually said that this was a possibility. We had been clear about that. We actually shared that he has an inhaler that he uses from time to time because he has experienced coughs, as you've heard him from even before COVID.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Two Georgia-based soldiers were killed in a weather-related incident while training on a mountain range north of Atlanta, Georgia. The two soldiers were stationed at Fort Benning and were participating in a training program during a horrendous thunderstorm. Details and names were not released by officials at this time. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The raid on President Trump's home in Florida with Department of Justice officials brandishing automatic machine guns has many Americans crying foul, suppressing a possible presidential candidate less than 90 days away from the midterm election. Georgia Representative Jody Heiss on Fox News says the search warrant makes no sense and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government is a constitutional nightmare.
Well, it makes no sense, and it's frightening. You know, I think probably the number one thing that any citizen of any country fears the most is their own government being weaponized to come against them. And it's the biggest nightmare to see that happening right here in America. I mean, we have right now this same DOJ going after parents at school board meetings. Now the Trump, yesterday they seized the cell phone of General Scott Perry, a member of Congress. Where does this stop? And now, goodness, you look at 87,000 new IRS agents that no doubt will, at least the fear, they will be released to go after more than likely conservatives and political opponents of the Democratic Party.
The inaugural launch of NASA's SLS rocket is slated to launch for the first time in just 3 weeks, sprinting off the launch pad with 8.8 million pounds of thrust. Large in-person crowds are expected for the August 29th launch. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.